down, 46-37. Jungling on the drive. He's fouled by Lee Curran. That'll be Lee's second foul. The team fourth. And Pellekristen will play it out underneath. Inbounds to Kakmarinski. He has it. He gets it over to Postema. Josh Postema with it. Here's Jungling at the top. Three-pointer on the way. Around and out. We got a foul on Brett Freshwater on the rebound. That'll be Brett's first. And that'll be the team fourth. Brett had the screen out just a little bit too late, and he undercut Kakmarinski, who went up for the strong rebound. Inbounds to Kakmarinski, and here come the Eagles on the attack. Good ball movement over to Jungling. He has the ball. Give it go to Postema. Nothing there. There's Jungling at the three-point line. Spin move to Postema. Good defense by Cam Stocker, and stolen by Freshwater, and here come the Blue Demons. Freshwater to Baker. Puts it up, and the ball's blocked by Kakmarinski. Nice block on the shot attempt by Baker, and here comes the Eagles. Three-pointer on the way, no good. And Cam Stocker with a good block out, and here come the Blue Demons in transition. Freshwater all the way to the rack, puts it up and in, and count it. Brett Freshwater with a reverse layup, and count the basket. He was fouled by Jungling, Levi Jungling. That'll be his first, the second team. Brett Freshwater will go to the free throw line to try to make this an old-fashioned three-point play. Checking in for the Eagles is number 35, Ryan Van Kooten, and also number 32, Mitch Fultma. The big story in the first half was the Eagles hit 6 three-pointers as the Blue Demons only hit one, and they stretched that 14-point lead. Freshwater makes the old-fashioned three-point play, and the Blue Demons are back to within six. Here's Jungling, good spin move into the lane and count it. Levi Jungling with a beautiful spin move to the basket, and he scores it 48-40. Pellekristen, we're down to about the halfway mark here in the third quarter. Here's Curran, Kate Crawl into the ball game, over to Baker at the three-point line, puts it on the floor, Stocker at the top, gets it to Freshwater at the three-point line, dribbles, and we got a foul on David Kakmarinski. That'll be his second, the team third. Reach-in foul on the drive, and the Blue Demons will take it out underneath. 4:16 to go here in the third quarter, 48-40, 2A district basketball. The winner advances to play Oskaloosa, they advance to Oskaloosa to play Monday night against Prairie City Monroe, who defeated Davis County in our opening game. Here's Matt Baker, three-pointer good! Matt Baker has lit it up here, and he hits a three, and it's down to five. Jungling all the way to the basket, and pretty good defense, and they call a foul. They had three guys get around there, and that foul's on Cade Crawl. That will be his third. That will send Levi Jungling to the free throw line for two. Jungling, the leading scorer for the Eagles, 17 points a game, and he's a 74% free throw shooter, and he makes the first one. I have him for 9 points on the night. He will have the second one on the way. It's good. 49-43, Eagles. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Matt Baker, the senior, good double move. Here's wide open three. Lee Curran off the back iron, no good, but Kate Crawl with the rebound. Goes in strong, and he's fouled by Kakmarinski, and that'll be David Kakmarinski's third foul. Kate Crawl, the freshman, will go to the line for two. Good offensive board that time by Kate, and I liked his intensity, taking it right at the big fella. And he picked up the foul. Josh Postema will be waiting to come in, probably for Kakmarinski. Here is Kate at the free throw line. Good bend of the knees. First one's on the way and in. Kate's first point of the night, 49-44. Crawl will eye the second one. Gets a good bounce. Puts it on the way. Good. 49-45. Blue Demons down by four. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter as the Blue Demon fans across the way come to their feet. Nice comeback here. Inside to Postema. Good defense by Stocker. Here's Howada on the drive. A lot of contact and no call. The Eagles have it. Here's Fultma, and he traveled. Turnover. Kate Crawl tried to draw a charge. got knocked to the floor, nothing called, no Charger block, and they let him play on, and a turnover gives the ball to the Blue Demons. Here comes Baker on the attack. The Eagles are in man-to-man. Baker at the three-point line to crawl to Freshwater on the left baseline. Hard move to the basket, kicks it out. Baker, wide open three off the back iron, no good, and pulled out of there by Postuma. Or make that Van Kooten. Here's Jungling in transition. He's short. Rebound to Freshwater. Good steal by Jungling. Puts it up. Blocked by Stocker. Battle for the rebound, and we got a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go to Pella Christian. 3:05 to go here in the second, or excuse me, in the third quarter. 49-45. Fast-paced action. Blue Demons have outscored the Eagles this quarter 18-8. Cut this lead, 14-point lead, down to four. Checking in now for the Eagles is Brant Vermeer back into the game, and he'll give Jay Howarder, a break. In the ball, here comes the Eagles, inbound pass. Jungling on the right wing, inside Postuma. Spin move into the lane, strong move off the glass is good for Josh Postuma. His first basket of the second half. Puts the Eagles lead back out to six. Here's Baker at the three-point line. Gets a screen, pull back, three. Good! Matt Baker! And the net gets caught up, and they'll bring it down. Matt Baker's third three of the third quarter, and he has 13, I have him, in this quarter alone. 20 in the game, and the Blue Demons have cut this to a three-point lead. Caleb Gray checks in for Cameron Stocker into the post. First action for Caleb. And here comes Jungling with the ball for the Eagles. Going to get a screen at the high post. Good defense. Here's Fultma with the ball in the right wing. Dribbles on Baker. Good defense. And the Eagles reset. Jungling out on top. Three-pointer on the way. Good. That basket by Van Kooten. Three-pointer gives the Eagles back a six-point lead. Here's Baker on the dribble drive, kicks it to Gray, out to Lee Curran. Curran to Cade Crawl, over to Baker in the right baseline. Pull back to Crawl, nothing there. The Blue Demons looking it over. Here's Freshwater with the basketball, nothing there. You don't have to force it, we just need to keep running our offense. Good defense this time by the Eagles. Here's Baker, spin move in the lane, and he got caught midair and threw it away. 1:56 here to go in the third quarter. 54-48, Pella Christian with a six-point lead, and here comes Levi Jungling on the attack, guarded by Lee Curran. He puts it on the floor, takes it all the way, off the glass and good. Levi Jungling, and we got a timeout, Pella Christian, and a 30-second timeout. We're gonna send it back to the studio with 1:44 left in the third quarter. It's Pella Christian, 56, Albia 48. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball in Thunder Country, KIIC.
We plan for so many things in life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, all the special events in our life. There is one event we tend to overlook, our final farewell. Why not take the pain of this burden away from your loved ones? Senate Kirschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Senate Kirschbacher Funeral Homes.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to Pella Christian High School, everyone. This is Larry Achenbach on KIIC Thunder Country and on the World Wide Web, KIICradio.com. 2A district basketball, Pella Christian holding an 8-point lead on the Albia Blue Demons. A minute 30 to go here in the third quarter. Matt Baker on the attack, over to Cade Crawl out on top. He gets a screen from Gray and over to Baker. Matt puts it down, spin move, pull up in the lane, good. Matt Baker is just on fire, and it's 56-50. Here's the Eagles with the basketball. Out on top is Jungling. And now the Blue Demons are in a zone defense for the first time tonight. Good penetration. Postuma stripped out of there by Caleb Gray. And here come the Blue Demons on the attack. Freshwater with the ball at the top all the way to the basket. Kicks it out to Baker. Dribble in the lane. And he got caught in midair and stolen. Knocked away by Cade Crawl. And the Blue Demons have it back. Here's Baker. Freshwater to the basket. No! Yeah, he got called for a foul. And the guy closest to the play did not call it. But the guy had... out at half court, did call it. I thought it was a good call. I thought it was a blocking foul all the way. And Brett Freshwater will go to the free throw line. And that foul was on number 35 for the Eagles, Ryan Van Kooten. And Brett Freshwater's first free throw is good. Brett's fourth point of the second half gives him six on the game. 56-51, 47.8 to go here in the third quarter. Freshwater eyes the second one, good. 56-52, we got a barn burner here, folks. Here comes Levi Jungling with the ball, Lee Curran guarding him. The Blue Demons are now back into a 2-3. Here's Jungling on the right side. And over to Fultma. Fultma with it, and they reverse it around to Jungling. Here's Brant Vermeer at the top, back to Jungling. Wide open three, that's good. Levi Jungling gives a 7-point lead back to the Eagles, and the Blue Demons will take the last shot of the third quarter. We're coming up on 15 seconds. Matt Baker has the ball near half court. Just waiting for the clock to go. He's going to get a screen from Freshwater. Pulls back three. Baker, good! Matt Baker, a three-pointer. And the Blue Demons cut it to four again. A running three at the buzzer, banked in. Levi Jungling, unbelievable. Action here, coast to coast. Throws up a three, banks it in. It's 62-55, Pella Christian at the end of three. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back for the exciting fourth quarter. You're listening to Thunder Country, KIIC.
At ProLine Buildings, our motto is the builder you know and trust. Hi, I'm Jim Vander. If a new building is in your future, I want to take a moment to show you why now is the time to construct a ProLine building. Interest rates are at an all-time historic low level. So if you or your company are considering building, call us to see how much money you can save by building a ProLine building today. When you call, ask about incentive pricing.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Let our doctors of pharmacy take care of all your pharmaceutical needs, including immunizations, prescriptions, medication management therapy, and over-the-counter advice. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to Pella Christian High School, everyone. This is Larry Achenbach bringing you Class 2A District Basketball. Pella Christian with a 7-point lead on the Blue Demons as we go to the fourth quarter. Blue Demons on the attackers. Blake Bear all the way to the basket, and he's fouled, on the drive. That is the 16th foul. They will not be shooting. That foul is on number 13, Brant Vermeer. That's his first. Blue Demons will inbounds it. Here's Cam Stocker. Inside for Bear, not there. And Haveman, nice effort by Nate, but he couldn't quite save it. The ball goes over to the Eagles. 62-55. Matt Baker, folks, 18 points in that third quarter by himself. He hit four threes, and they did. They had the clamps on him in the first quarter, but Matt has just come alive here. 25 second half points for Matt Baker. Here's the Eagles. Now with the ball, the Blue Demons matched back up man to man. Here's a kick out, three-pointer on the way. Good. Brant Vermeer with a big three pushes the lead back up to 10. Here's Baker for the Blue Demons. Over to Bear on the wing, inside Haveman, and no shot, and we got a holding foul that will send Haveman to the free throw line. Nate's had a big night tonight. He had 10 points in that first half. He had a basket here in the second half, but he's had to set because of foul trouble. Nate will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 7:07 left here, 65-55, Pella Christian. Haveman will eye this free throw. It's on the way, and it is good. They'll have one more, 65-56. This game, folks, has just been a barn burner. Blue Demons were down 14 at the half, and they roared back to within four. And now the lead is cut, is not, excuse me, Haveman's two free throws cut the lead to eight, and it's 65-57. Here's jungling to Howard. Drives in the lane. Good defense by the Blue Demons. Haveman's holding his ground, and now they'll reset. Out on top is 13 Vermeer. Going to hand it off to jungling. Good move. Pulls up off glass. No good. Battle for the rebound, and out of bounds. Going to go Blue Demon way. Good block out under there by the Blue Demons, and the ball went out of bounds off Pella Christian. Cam Stocker doing the job on the interior there. Good screen out, Cam. And here come the Blue Demons. 6:40 to go. Baker with the ball out on top. Inside to Haveman. Little jump hook. Good! They do not have an answer right now. If we can get the ball into Nate, 65-59. We do have to get stops at the defensive end here. Here's jungling, guarded by Bear. Jungling cross court to Howell. That's tipped by Curran, stolen by Curran. Dips it to Haveman all the way to the basket. Lays it up too strong, but there's Bear with the rebound. Up and, oh, no good. Loose on the floor, and it's going to go the other way. Blue Demons had a great two looks at it, but they couldn't get it in there. A foul on Nate Haveman, that will be his fourth and the team seventh, and that will go to the free throw line for the Eagles. That will send jungling, Levi jungling. I have Levi for 18 points in this contest. He's at the free throw line for the one and bonus. Brett Freshwater is going to check in, I'm going to guess, for Nate Haveman. Jungling's free throw is good. 66-59, Nate will have a seat. And here comes, and Freshwater does check into the game for Nate. Here comes jungling at the free throw. He'll get a second one. It's on the way. And around and good. Levi jungling. Back up to an 8-point lead. Here's Matt Baker for the Blue Demons. He has the ball on the right side. Baker inside the Bear. Oh, jungling, he can't get it, gets his own rebound, and he's fouled, and they can take their pick on who they want to call that, jungling or Van Kooten. We'll see who they give it to, and they give it to Levi jungling. That is his third foul. Blake Bear to the line to shoot two. Blake's got two free throws on the evening, and this one is no good. He has 2 points. That one is around and out. He'll get another one. Blake at the free throw line, bends the knees, puts it up, good. Third point for Blake Bear, 67-60, Pella Christian. Here's jungling with the ball, guarded by Bear. Driving to the basket, good spin move, puts it up, tough shot in the lane, around, no good, but Cam Stocker pulls out that rebound, and here comes the Blue Demons. Here's Bear all the way to the basket, takes it to the hoop, off the basket, off the rim, no good, and pulled out of there by Postuma. And here come the Eagles on the run. Howard does not have an advantage, so he pulls it back out. Good defense by the Blue Demons. Here's Vermeer at the top, guarded by Baker. Good cuts, good defense by the Blue Demons. And they'll reset with jungling out on top. We're nearing the 5-minute mark. Here's Howard. Eagles up by seven. Howard around a screen. All the way, kicks it out to jungling. He'll drive around Bear, and that's going to be a blocking foul on Blake Bear, and that will be Blake's fourth foul. So that's kind of been the story tonight for the Blue Demons. Blake Bear and Nate Haveman have been battling foul trouble all night, and they each have four. Blue Demons are going to go back with Cade Krall for Blake Bear. It's going to be a one and one for jungling. Jungling had a quiet first half with six, but he's come to life here in the second half. And for 14, gives him 20 on the night. And that first free throw is good. 68-60. Eagles by eight. Jungling on the line, puts it up, and good. He's been perfect from that free throw line tonight. I think he's 6 for 6. 69-60. Eagles by 9. Here is Curran. Kate Krall over to Stocker. Here is Baker at the 3-point line. Puts it on the floor. deflected out back to Baker. The three-point line is going to kick it to Freshwater. Good move by Brett on the baseline. Up, no good. Battles gets his own rebound. Here's Baker at the three-point line. Long three, just short. Lee Curran with a hustle rebound, but he stepped on the line. Good hustle by Lee. Just couldn't quite get his feet down. And that ball will go over to the Eagles. 4:30 left here in the ball game. 69-60. Eagles with the ball. Here is Vermeer driving. Baker almost had his pocket pick, but they called a reach-in foul. That will send Brant Vermeer to the free throw line. Vermeer to shoot. Still the one in bonus. That was the 19 foul. Vermeer on the season is a 63% free throw shooter. We'll see what he can do here. Vermeer has 11 this game and make that 12. The free throw is good. Increases the lead back to 10, 70-60. Vermeer eyes the second one and sends it home. 71-60. Eagles by 11. Here's Baker on the drive. Curran in the corner. Good defense by Jungling. And the Blue Demons will go out to Baker. He's got a long three on the way off the front iron. No good. And here comes the Eagles. They want to run. And defense, good defense by the Blue Demons. Lee Curran picks up the steal and off. He's off to the races. Lays it up. No good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Pella Christian. They want to run back. Here's Jungling. And he kicks it out to Howada. Looking, nothing there, and they'll reset. Here's good pass inside for the two. Van Kooten with the basket. And timeout, Kevin Archer is going to take a timeout for the Blue Demons. It's a full timeout, 3:45 to go. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's 73 Pella Christian, 60 Albia. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Check out Albia's largest fresh produce department featuring locally grown seasonal produce as well as your favorite cut fruits and vegetables. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalby.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to Pella Christian High School, everyone. This is Larry Achenbach, 2A District Basketball. As we come back out of the timeout, Nate Haveman gets the ball inside. He's fouled. The basket counts. Nate will go for the old-fashioned three-point play. That is the ninth team foul, so both teams are in double bonus after that. That foul was on Van Kooten, Ryan Van Kooten second. Haveman for the three-point play, good. 73-63. Jungling with the ball, guarded by Bear. Blake has four, jungling with it. And here come the Eagles. Around the screens, out on top is Howada, spinning. Good defense, and the Eagles here are going to be content to run as much clock as they can. They do a really good job of running the offense, and there was a tough one. He tried to split a double team, and Lee Curran got his hand in there, and they call a foul on Lee. That will send Jason Howada to the free throw line to shoot two. Howada on the season is a 71% free throw shooter, and he has got the first one. So the Eagles have made the most from the free throw line tonight, and I'm sure that they'll have some more chances here with the lead staying in double digits. Howada makes the second one, 75-63. Here comes Matt Baker for the Blue Demons. 3:10 to go here in the ball game. Inside for Haveman, and a little errant pass got away and out of bounds. And it'll be Eagles ball. 75-63, 3:06 to go in the game. Checking back in for the Eagles is Josh Postema. And here come the Eagles. Blue Demons picking up full court man-to-man. Double team in the backcourt, David Kaczmarinski, and he airmailed that one out of bounds, trying to hit Josh Postema down on the block, and he goes out of play, and the Blue Demons will get it back. Here comes Matt Baker. Going to pick the ball up about half court. He lets some time go off the clock, splits the middle. Teardrop, no good, tipped out of there, and rebounded by Postema. And here come the Eagles. 75-63, 2:30 left in the ballgame. Here's Jungling, dribbles in the lane, puts it up, a tough shot, no good. Nate Haveman with the rebound, gets it to Baker, and the Blue Demons are off to the races. And they tried to get it, over to Lee Curran, deflected out of bounds. Blue Demons will inbounds it. Blue Demons have two timeouts left. Down 12, 2:37 to go. Blake Bear will inbounds the pass. And Baker's out to the three-point line. Good move by Matt around all the way to the basket. Lays it in. Matt Baker's first basket of the fourth quarter, 75-65. Here's Kaczmarinski, fouled at half court by Brett Freshwater. That is not a bad foul at all by Brett. That will send David Kaczmarinski to the free throw line. The sophomore is only a 53.9% free throw shooter. So if you're the Blue Demons and you're playing the percentages, this is who you want at the line. Kaczmarinski's first shot, as I say that, is good. Eagles have been uncanny from the free throw line tonight. They have not missed many, if any. Kaczmarinski, he made that one, but he stepped over the line, no good. 76-65, Eagles by 11 with 2:25 to go. Baker going to let the ball roll up as far as they'll let him, all the way up to past half court. He's got a screen. Here's Bear out to Baker at the three-point line. Baker spins. There's Bear, open three, short. Jungling with the rebound, and he's fouled, by, I believe, by Nate Haveman, and I think that's going to be Nate's fifth foul. So the senior will have a seat. Good game by Nate. He had 10 points in the first half, 9 in the second. Had Nate for 19 points tonight. Just had some foul trouble, and they did not have an answer for him down on the block. Here's Levi Jungling going to come to the free throw line. A nice hand for Nate, not only from the Blue Demon fans, but from the Eagle fans as well. And Jungling makes the free throw to increase the lead to 12. Kevin Archer is going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to Thunder Country, KIIC, and Blue Demon Basketball.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to Pella Christian Gymnasium. As Levi Jungling hits the free throw, I have him for 22 points on the night unofficially, and it puts the lead back to 13. Here's Freshwater at the three-point line. Brett drives in, spin move all the way to the basket, and he's fouled by Josh Postema. Good move by Brett. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Brett has 7 points on the night. See if he can add to that total right here. First one's on the way, good. Brett Freshwater on the year, shooting at a 50% clip, and he makes both those, so good job by Brett. And we have a sub into the game for the Eagles. Number 32 checks in, that's Mitch Popma, and he will come into the game. Full court pressure applied by the Blue Demons. Kaczmarinski gets it into Jungling in the corner. Jungling with the ball, he dribbles around and They have advantage, 2-on-1, but nothing there. Blue Demons hustle back, and we have a foul on Lee Curran. That will send Howarda to the free throw line. Jason Howarda had 8 points in the contest. He's going for two more here. He goes up by 11, 1:54 to go. First one's on the way, go. Howell will have one more. Bends the knees, gets a good push, puts it up, and score it. And now we have a timeout, full timeout, taken by Pella Christian. We'll send it back to hear from our sponsors. You're listening to Southern Iowa sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC, and Blue Demon Basketball.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from, so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll-free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
Back to you. Welcome back to the Pella Christian Gymnasium. 1:50 to go. Blue Demons with the ball. Baker kicks it out to a three-pointer for Blake Bear. Not there. Rebound is pulled away by Pella Christian, and they've got the numbers if they want them. Here's Jungling. Passes it to Howarda, and they'll pull it back out. Eagles will just set on this and probably force the Blue Demons to foul, and they do. Matt Baker picks up the foul. He fouls Brant Vermeer. Vermeer will go to the free throw line. 1:32 to go. What a ball game for Matt Baker, folks. He started slow. He got 7 points in that second quarter, 15 in the third, and he's up to 27 on the evening. And it looks like that brilliant career of Matt Baker just might come to an end tonight. Free throw is up and good by Vermeer. He'll have one more, and he makes it. His 15th point of the night, 82-67. Matt's put so much time into basketball, and you know, it's hard to think this is going to be Matt's last game. He's done so much for the Blue Demons, but he's played hard all his whole career, and just an outstanding career for Matt Baker. Foul in the backcourt on the Blue Demons, and I'm not sure who that is. Lee Curran's fifth, and the junior will have a seat. Lee did not score tonight. They did a pretty good job guarding him, and in the ball game comes a senior, Colton Dorpinghouse. We'll see his first action tonight, number 0. Levi Jungling at the free throw line. I have him for 22 points unofficially tonight. Here comes the first one on the way, and it's short. No good. He'll have one more. Other seniors on this Blue Demon team, Nate Haveman, Caleb Gray, along with Colton Dorpinghouse, as the second free throw is up and good, 83-67. And Noah Bell, also a senior on this Blue Demon squad. Here we got a screen at the top, and we got a foul on Howarda. And that will send Brett Freshwater to the free throw line. Let's see if we can get Brett in double digits tonight. I have Brett unofficially for 9 points. He's had been called into duty and played very, very well. Here's his free throw on the way. Good bend to the knees, and the basket is good. 83-68. Freshwater will have one more. It's on the way, and good. 83-69. Eagles will get it inbounds, and they do. And here is Kak Marinsky in the backcourt. He gets it to Brant Vermeer. They're keeping that pressure on to see if they can get that 10 count, and they do just get it over. Here's Jungling, and he'll pull it back out. Double team, trying to get the steal, couldn't quite get it. It's Baker, and here comes the Eagles as they're just going to try to dribble this one out. Blue Demons are going to double team. Jungling gets through, kicks it out to Kakmarinski, and they'll bring it back. And there's a foul on Blue Demons' Cade Crawl, and that will send number 13, Brant Vermeer, back to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. That's Crawl's fourth. Checking into the game for the Blue Demons after the first free throw will be Tony Lushen. And here comes Vermeer, free throw line, up and good. Paul Christian has been very efficient from the free throw line. And out of the ball game for the Blue Demons will be Matt Baker. And like I said, just a great career for Matt. And, you know, that trip to the state tournament last year was really special for Matt and the whole team. And he's just had a great senior year, the leading scorer in Albia Blue Demon history, while has played his last basketball in a Blue Demon uniform. The free throw by Vermeer was good. Here's Cade Crawl, goes all the way to the basket, lays it off, no good. And the Eagles clear it. We'll see if they're going to try to shoot it or they'll just pull it out. And there's a drive to the basket. Good double team by the Blue Demons, and the Eagles do just pull it back out. This is going to end the Blue Demon season. They'll end at 14-9. And Pella Christian will advance to play in the district final on Monday against Prairie City Monroe at Oskaloosa. You know, tomorrow's a big day of wrestling coverage back at the Well. For you listeners back out there, the Albia Blue Demons will be back on the mat, as will all area wrestlers. As this one winds down, final score here, 85-69. I'll be back to wrap this one up after this brief timeout. You're listening to Thunder Country, KIIC, Blue Demon Basketball.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Discover the unlimited ways you can save in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial.
Are you ready, Larry?
And moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Back to you.
Thanks, everyone. Welcome back to the Pella Christian Gymnasium. Larry Achenbach with you with Blue Demon Basketball. And this one is in the books, as is the season for the Blue Demons. Comes to an end with an 85-69 loss to Pella Christian. Just quickly looking over the point totals unofficially, I had Matt Baker leading all scorers with 27 points. Nate Abiman had 19. Brett Freshwater got into double digits with 11 to lead the Blue Demons. For the Eagles, I had four players for them in double figures. Their leading scorer was Levi Jungling with 23. Brand Vermeer had 17. Josh Postema had 14. And David Kakmarinski had 14. That's unofficially, but just a little too much Pella Christian Eagles tonight. The Blue Demons gave it a valiant effort. They got behind 14 at halftime. They were able to cut that to a four-point lead in the third quarter. But the Eagles pushed it back to 7 going into the fourth quarter, and they stretch it out to 16 to go away winners, 85-69. Congratulations to Coach Archer, Matt Baker, Nate Haveman, Caleb Gray, Colt Dorpinghaus, and Noah Belt, the seniors. They just had a great season, a great career here at Albia for Matt Baker. And Coach Archer will rebuild and see what he can do next year. Until next time, everyone, this is Larry Achenbach, who's brought you this Blue Demon basketball coverage. Don't forget about the wrestling tomorrow on Thunder Country KIIC. The Blue Demons have 3 in the winner's bracket, at all area wrestlers, Joe, Jason, and Travis, do a great job bringing you the coverage. Again, for Pella Christian High School, it's Larry Achenbach saying good night.
All right, thank you, Larry. And that state wrestling coverage will begin tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock a.m. For all of you who've been with us today, we want to say thank you. And for Jason Summers, Joe Sinclair, Travis Zappel, Kevin Cochran, Joe Millage, and Larry Achenbach, this is Scott Fry saying thank you for listening and have a great night. We'll return you to Classic Country momentarily.
Win a trip to London.
Thank you, Larry.
London.com. Okay, grand prize includes round trip airfare, four nights at the.
Yep, safe travels.
In London Hotel. Traditional afternoon tea at Fortnum and Mason, one of the Queen's favorite stores, and more. I've been one time in my life, and it seems like only yesterday. I could probably relate to you everything that happened in detail. It's that incredible.
At the Albia Brewing Company, we specialize in pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, specially made handcrafted beers with names such as our Black Betty, Coal Miner, Avery Pale Ale, 1889 Red Ale, Soap Creek Shandy, from the light beers to the heaviest, darkest beers, and we make them ourselves right on location. Make sure you call ahead for a carryout pizza. Phone number is 641-932-4085.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalby.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
You've got heavy-duty jobs to do. That's why the premium John Deere 3R and 4R series compact utility tractors are for you. Machines built for tough chores. You'll appreciate the comfort and control on these premium John Deere tractors that let you get more done in the day. Visit your local dealer and see how John Deere quality feels, making your work easier. That's how we run, and nothing runs like a Deere. Visit online at SinclairTractor.com. Sinclair Tractor, striving to earn your business every day.
Spring is right around the corner, and Quality Ag is ready to serve all your farming needs. Quality Ag, Albia, and Melrose is your locally owned source for all your seed, fertilizer, and pesticides. Let Quality Ag be your hired man. Get a jump start on your spring work by having Quality Ag custom apply your fertilizer and herbicide programs. Give them a call or stop in to discuss how they can serve your operation. Quality Ag in Albia and Melrose. Quality Ag, thank you for your business.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding,